Oh, good morning there, YouTubers, YouTubers, carpoolers, fully chargeders, and of course, Twitterers. I just wanted to record this morning because even in this, it's a very misty, slightly drizzly morning in the North Cotswold region, and I'm standing in my favourite woodland. I don't know if you'll be able to pick up any of the bird song. And even though the world is tormented with political and religious strife, the looming oil crisis, which I must admit is looming much faster than I expected, and all the enormously complex problems that we have to face as a rather gargantuan group of human beings on this small planet. You know, there are moments like this where I really, really appreciate the peace. It is, you can't really call it pretty because it's kind of grim at the moment. It's so dull and grey. It's, you know, only it's 8 o'clock in the morning and it's really unpleasantly wet and cold. But I've got an incredibly busy couple of days ahead of me and I'm really appreciating this small, brief sojourn in the natural world. That's really all I had to say. I mean, there's a lot of problems that we have, that we face, all of us, that's the thing. I used to think I could drop out when I was a teenager and, like, not have anything to do with straight society and all their hang-ups, man. And, you know, a lot of the things I stood for when I was an 18-year-old, I still respect and have a lot of time for, but I do now accept that I am part of the problem as well as potentially part of the solution. I think we all have to accept that. And we need to try and do something about it, really. That's all we can do. That's all we can do is try and do something about it. And one of the its, clearly, is going to be our dependence on fossil fuels. I'm sorry to go on about it, but we are dependent on it, and it is going to cost so much money. What's happening in the Middle East now is just a foretaste of what's to come. And I'm not happy about that. People might think I'm dancing for joy because it proves that electric cars are the solution. Well, no, it doesn't, because we've still got to charge them and we aren't making electricity in the right way. There's a huge amount of problems still facing us, but the only hope we have is that we are intelligent and creative and experimental and we can do it. We can do it. It's not going to be cheap, it's not going to be easy, it's not going to be quick, but it is possible for us to be self-sufficient in our energy needs. It will never be possible for us to be self-sufficient in our food needs, so we need to sort out the energy very quickly because we need to be able to bring food from places where they grow more than we can. It's a big problem and we've got to deal with it. And I'm thinking about that while I'm standing in the most idyllic bit of rural woodland in the middle of England, and I'm very lucky to be able to do it. How long it'll remain here, who knows, but one can only hope that it does survive. It's kind of important that we have trees like this knocking about. Anyway, that's enough waffle from some old bloke wandering around in the woods. If you have been, thank you for listening. Boo-boo.